tell me about this model that you created to track disease spread in Northern Arizona.
We were contacted by Flagstaff Medical Center and Coconino County epidemiologists who were looking to make projections for how COVID-19 might impact the hospital system and just the general community of Northern Arizona. So we're building models that are similar to models that have been used across the country and across the world to understand how this virus is spreading, but we're really trying to fine tune them to our region and to the populations that we have here. We look at how population density and the number of folks that are in different regions are spread out across space so that we can understand how movement of individuals and any public health interventions that alter movement, like stay-at-home orders, might impact the regional spread of the virus.
So what have you found out about how, for example, the stay-at-home orders are affecting the spread of this disease?
I'll just say there are a lot of caveats for models. You know, we're building models as fast as we can with the limited information that we have about this novel pathogen. And we know that early on in the spread, once we started to have community transmission, we did have exponential growth of the pathogen, meaning it was spreading really rapidly in our communities. But then once interventions were put into place, we were able to slow down the spread. And we don't see the virus yet declining in our communities. We're still seeing increases in cases every day. But the good news is that our interventions have slowed the spread of the virus. Then we can use our models to try to understand, okay, as we start easing restrictions and going back to some sort of normalcy or business as usual, how might that affect the spread of the pathogen? So we know that because this virus does spread easily between people, that we could get a situation that if we go back to business as usual too soon, that we would get a second wave of outbreak that could be potentially worse than the first wave.
So right now the stay-at-home order is planned to lift on May 15th. That, of course, may change. Does that seem like it's too soon based on the data that you have right now?
I understand all of the complexities that our public leaders are faced with in terms of balancing public health and the economy. And so I understand that these are really tough decisions. But given the data that we have and how quickly this virus can spread in our communities, we do think that if we go back to just business as usual without any sort of preventative measures on May 15th, that we will get another wave of spread. And I think a second wave of spread is inevitable until we follow the original CDC orders, which is having 14 days in a row of no cases. And there are very few places across the world that have been able to meet those criteria. And without meeting that, that means the pathogen is still in our communities. And as soon as we start increasing our human-to-human contact rates, then that means the pathogen will spread again. And so I think that going back to business as usual is too soon right now. But I think that we can put other interventions in place, like social and physical distancing, wearing masks, contact tracing to try to isolate people who may have been exposed, which requires an increase in testing. So all of these things have been, you know, advised by the CDC, and it's just, you know, we don't fully understand right now, or at least my group, how well we are prepared to implement some of those strategies as we start opening up.
Joe Mihaljevic, thank you so much for talking with me today.
Yeah, absolutely, Melissa. Thanks for your time.